Good morning. I'm Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the web at WSOU.net. We're so pleased to have back on our program one of our big local leaders, Mr. Chris Dixon from the Rent Party Pantry.
Back
Chris,
by popular demand.
That's right. That's
yes.
Right.
The you phone know, lines are lighting up.
Chris, you and your organization have known for the Rent Party signs around South Orange. But more importantly, you are known for the great things that you do for this community in regards to providing food and sustenance to our community. I mean, really, you guys have received a lot of awards, well-deserved. So I'm so honored, really, to have you back
well,
on the program.
Well, thank you. First of all, it's very much a team effort. And we've been doing what we do since October 2009. We started a series of live music events called Rent Parties. Up until recently, they were held at the South Orange Elks. And then in October, we moved to a new, bigger location in Maplewood, the former home of the Women's Club, which is now called The Woodland. And our shows are held there the second Friday of each month. Most of the shows feature live, local, original music. And a few times a year, we bring in nationally known artists. And as you mentioned, all the proceeds from those shows help fight hunger in our community.
And, I mean, not only do you do this, but also over the last couple of years, you have had those gardens.
Yeah. Again, what we do is all to fight hunger locally. And I think a lot of times in communities like ours, you know, kind of a nice middle-class community, people lose sight of the fact that hunger is a challenge. You know, for example, one of our big programs is called Backpack Pals. And each and every week we supply, right now we're up to about 80, I think we're at 88 kids this week in Maplewood South Orange schools who get free assisted lunches. The question becomes what happens to those kids on the weekends. So our Backpack Pal program provides them with a weekend's worth of nutritious food to hopefully bridge that gap. But about 18% of our kids get a free or assisted lunch in Maplewood South Orange. So the number's pretty staggering.
Wow. I mean, that is when you think about the wealth in this community. That,
yes.
That we have the folks who unfortunately do not have that wealth. And you're actually providing these young folks with nutritious meals that will carry them through the weekend. What happens if they didn't have this?
That's a great question. We're just, you know, happy that we're in a spot where we can do something about it. My partner in crime, David Wagner, who manages the Backpack Pals program, you know, he said it really eloquently recently. It could be very frustrating when you look at a situation you can't do anything about it. We're fortunately in a spot where Rent Party through our events and the money we raise there can do something about a situation. And it, you know, it makes a difference in the community. You know, these are kids that are sitting next to your kid or sitting next to my kid. And, you know, the fact that they're being taken care of, I think, is important.
And, Chris, how do these young folks find out about your program? And this is a very touchy-feely thing, and it's a great thing. But most important is how have you been communicating this particular opportunity so folks can take advantage of it without feeling the peer pressure?
Right. We have an absolutely incredible relationship with the social workers in the schools, Karen Weiland and her team in the Maplewood South Orange School District. They identify the kids. We have no idea who the kids are. They're, for lack of a better way to put it, they're invisible to us. So, and we're very, very sensitive about protecting their privacy, maintaining their dignity, et cetera. So the social workers do an incredible job with that. They really the unsung heroes in our school system. They do a great job.
And how is the food distributed? Where do the kids?
We have a dedicated group of volunteers that meet every Friday. One of our partners is St. Joseph's Church in Maplewood. We store all our supplies, et cetera, in their food pantry. And we have a dedicated group of volunteers that show up. First, they show up on Tuesday to put the packs together. And then on Friday, they're delivered to the I guess probably 5 or 6 schools that we support in Maplewood, South Orange, and they're delivered to the guidance office, and the guidance counselors take care of the rest.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah,
very
so it's nice. It's really a wonderful community story where you have a lot of folks doing their piece, and at the end of the day, our kids are being taken care of.
Wow, awesome. For those who haven't heard the story, how did this organization all come about?
Yeah, it's a classic tale of a band breaking up, and I was in bands for a lot of years, and when that kind of ended, I was probably my wife was looking more than me for something to keep me busy, so we approached the South Orange Elks, two great guys, Jimmy Walsh and Bob Fanneron, and David Wagner and I kind of ran this idea where we want to hold these monthly rock and roll shows, and you know, again, the proceeds will help fight hunger in our community, and they jumped right on board and championed the cause, and the rest, as they say, is history. So we've been doing them, like I said, since October 2009. I think we did about 60 shows since that time. You're holding in your hand the Rent Party 5th Anniversary Collection, which is a 2-CD set of some of the bands that have graced our stage over those 5 years. So it's been a great story. I mentioned the Backpack Pals. You brought up the garden. We have a wonderful 27 raised bed garden on the front lawn of the South Orange Elks that this year raised about 2,400 pounds of fresh produce that gets donated directly to the food pantries we support. A lot of times in the food pantry world, everything comes out of a can. So fresh produce is at a premium. And so we're in a position where, again, with an incredible volunteer force led by Kerry Miller, she took care of the garden for us for the last 2 years. We raise this produce. It gets harvested on Saturday, and it goes right to the food pantries for folks to use. So it's
phenomenal. I mean, that is really phenomenal. You get the fresh, nutritious vegetables right from the farm to the table.
Yeah, you know, and you can, if you're not in that position, you can take stuff like that for granted. But you know, the produce is very welcome because most of the stuff, again, in a food pantry, comes out of a can. It's not fresh, so. Yeah, the garden team's done an absolutely incredible job. And the other facet of what we do is we financially support the two food pantries. I've mentioned Our Lady of Sorrows and St. Joe's, so we support them. And those guys are the real frontline heroes. For example, OLS, I think they're up to about 140 families a week show up at the church there on Prospect Street in South Orange, which, you know, as you alluded to, is a very, you know, affluent area. But there's folks in our community that have this need. And so they're serving about 145 families a week. St. Joe's does a similar distribution. They spread it out a little differently. But, you know, there's clearly a need for this kind of support in our community. You know, I'm fond of saying we fight middle-class hunger. I think, as you said, people look at our community and say, well, you know, the houses are nice and this and that. But and there's always going to be boots on the street in towns like Newark or Irvington or Elizabeth where people understand it, but in a community like ours, I think we've been blessed to figure out this kind of little niche where we can make a difference in this community where there is a need. So
now, I mean, I understand the story about the band breaking up, and you know,
it was sad.
As they said, don't quit your day job.
Yeah,
but why this charity? There's so many different charities, but what prompted you to select the food pantry?
Yeah, I've always been, for a number of years, I've been very active with the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. Take my daughters over there to volunteer a lot. We used to run a large fundraiser for them in South Orange called Battle of the Basement Band. So the issue of hunger, you know, the challenge of hunger, and again, in communities like ours, was something that I was aware of. So this seemed like a natural natural fit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. I'm trying to think of my fellow Seton Hall alumni who heads up the food bank. Her name is
Laura Sedano.
Yeah, but she speaks extremely highly of the work that you and your
Laura is. She is one of the nicest people in the world. She when my girls were little, David Wagner, my partner in crime, we used to take our girls over there. and we weren't affiliated with any group, so they always used to ask us, you know, what. So we finally made up a name, and we used to call ourselves the Food Bankettes, and because it was our, you know, us and our daughters. So the Food Bankettes are kind of legendary at the Community Food Bank in New Jersey. They all know us over there, and that's just an incredible operation over there, and the work they do, and the difference they're making in this community is just, it's incredible.
Now, over the last couple of years, there's been a couple of awards that you and your colleagues have.
Yes, apparently they don't do background checks for those kind of things. But yeah, we were fortunate enough, I guess it was 2 years ago, David and I were presented the HK Community Fund, their Beacon Award. And then I guess it was last year, we were recognized by the Maplewood Civic Committee for their Maple Leaf Award. So again, for our work. But you know, Wagner and I are kind of the faces of the franchise, as it were. But it really, really is a team effort. There's probably 40 people that are, you know, contribute at some point during the year to the Backpack Pal program. We probably have another 20 or 25 that contribute to the garden. And again, it's not just the rent party people. It's the folks in the food pantry that, you know, are there every week, making sure these people get food. So it's very much a team effort. You know, I'm tickled pink to be the ringleader, but it's a team effort.
And how can someone get involved to help out with the cause?
Yeah,
let's talk about the type of volunteers you need. Yeah, and donations.
Yeah, well, we love donations. If anybody is interested in making a donation to what we do, we are a 501c3. I also always like to mention that we are a 100% volunteer organization, so there's no administrative fees. We don't pay rent. You know, I work off my kitchen table, and so any donation you make, 100% of that is going to go to Fighting Hunger in Maplewood, South Orange. You can visit our website at rentpartylive.com and click the donate button. As we head into the holiday season, I'd also like to mention if you're going to be shopping on Amazon.com and you go to our website, you can click the Amazon button, and a percentage of your purchase will go to the work we do.
That is huge. I will make sure that I hit my social media audience with that.
Wow. So those are two ways you can donate financially. If you're interested in volunteering, again, go to our website. There's email addresses for the Backpack Pals program and the garden, and then there's a general mailbox that will come to me that we can find something for you to do.
You know, Chris, you and I have gotten to know each other over the years, and the respect I have for you is just immense because of what you do for this community. And when I called you up or I contacted you, you know, on Facebook, saying, "Hey, Chris, I'd like to have you back on the program to talk about, you know, the appeal for the holidays."
Right.
Something you said to me just really hit me. You said, "Darrell, the appeal is 365 days a year."
Yeah, that's one of the challenges. You know, we've kind of identified over the years, and I guess I knew that from my time at the food bank too. Is I've been involved with the food bank on and off since 2001. And the reality is that in good economies, bad economies, markets up, markets down, hunger doesn't go away. You know, it's a challenge that we deal with all the time. And it's so I will say, though, you know, you asked about an appeal specifically for this time of year. Part of the reality is, too, is that, you know, people's heating bills go up at this time of the year, and there's other expenses that, you know, come with the time of the year. So but yeah, you're right. It's a 365 day thing. So,
Wow. So let's talk about this Rent Party 5th Anniversary Collection. I'm looking at the credits, and I see here executive producer Chris Dixon.
Executive, yes. I just wanted to do that. so I was in charge. So I made myself the executive producer. But the CD collection is a. It's one of the most fun things I've ever been involved with in my life, and it's an honor to have my name on there. It's 31 tracks of, a lot of the bands that have graced the Rent Party stage over the first 5 years. It's all original music. Every single band that we reached out to said yes, they would gladly donate a track. All the proceeds from the sale of that CD get donated to Rent Party, and it's just a wonderful memento of kind of what we've done over the the 5 years. The tracks are in chronological order, which is kind of neat because it gives you an idea of where we started and where we're at. So
this is awesome. And where can folks obtain the CD?
We sell the CDs at all our shows. Mm-hmm. So first of all, we encourage you to come to our shows. Our next show is going to be Friday, January 9th. We have three great original bands.
Yeah, who do you have coming?
Zombies of the Stratosphere, who has all these bands have tracks on there. Mm-hmm. A band called Tri-State and a wonderful local band called Sad About Girls, who I have to give a plug to Tom Lucas, who's a Seton Hall alum, and
okay.
I know he'd like me to do that. So I think he still owes you guys some money.
Okay, he probably does. Give check the bursar's office. But in regards to that gentleman, he's already on this CD, correct, Tom Lucas?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
But again, we sell the CDs at the shows. If you go to our website and you want to get one, just send me a note and we'll get it to you.
But it's not on iTunes.
You know, I think we are on iTunes, but I probably should do a better job following up that. Okay. Most of them we sell at the shows.
Exactly.
And you know, it's a, exactly. But it makes a wonderful stocking stuffer.
Right. It's a beautiful CD. Who did the artwork?
We worked with a wonderful local artist called Susan Brand. She's actually, until recently, she was the lady who did all our flyers, so the kind of iconic Rent Party flyers.
Right.
She's done those since the beginning, and she did the design for the CD. It was mastered by an incredibly talented guy, local guy named Scott Anthony.
Mm-hmm. Of Storybook Sound.
Storybook Sound. Scott's also our sound guy for the shows at our new room. And he did a great job mastering this. Like I said, it was a lot of fun putting this together.
Now, I see here David Wagner. He was, what do you call that?
Quixotic Inspiration, I believe, is
exactly.
His credit. Yeah.
Yeah. And what is that?
it's kind of an inside joke. We used to. it's a Don Quixote reference.
Exactly. So exactly. That's to hear Mojo.
Yeah.
Is, Bill
Ellers. Bill's another part of the Rent Party team. He's part of our board and he helps us out a lot with the live shows. So he was, he was in charge of Mojo for the project.
Excellent.
And he did a great job.
And so, what is next on the horizon for the Rent Party Pantry? Where would you like to see it go, and how are you?
Well, right now the big challenge for us is again we made the move to the Woodland in Maplewood, and it's a great facility. It's a classic, big auditorium. It literally allows us to triple our capacity at these shows, and kind of puts us right in the heart of downtown Maplewood. So it's a nice opportunity. So for the foreseeable future, we're going to concentrate on getting those shows right, and we're making a lot of inroads to doing that. But, the work in front of us keeps us busy enough, so I'm not sure if we're looking for additional challenges right now. But just keep doing what we're doing, making folks aware of what we do. We still do the lawn signs. You'll see those up the week before we do a show, so you know that Friday there'll be a show. And, we just want to keep fighting the good fight. So,
and what do you charge folks for the Rent Party?
Our tagline is the minimum donation is $5, but it's proven the more you give, the better you will feel. So folks are tremendously generous. So it's very rare somebody comes in and just puts $5. But if they do, and that's all they can afford, that's great too, because we're just glad to have them there.
Right.
And I don't know if I told you the story the first time I was here, but one of kind of the happy accidents of Rent Party when we started. Again, we kept the price point at $5. So, back in 2009, the economy wasn't the greatest, and there were a lot of folks. Either one or both partners were out of work, or whatever the case may be. So what we were finding is people could come to Rent Party, and for $5 each to get in, and maybe spend another $10 on a couple beers. Yeah, it's a nice inexpensive night out, and they were helping a good cause, our audience has been so incredibly loyal to us. We don't even talk about raising the price, because we just feel it's kind of a covenant between us and our audience that it's $5 minimum, but they'll do the right thing, and historically they have. So it's
and then of course they can buy refreshments there.
They can buy refreshments. Yes, we do get it. We do have a full. We do run a full bar at the
Adult beverages.
Yes, of adult beverages of all kinds, and it's a fun adult night. It's like I said, it's all original music, which is something we kind of evolved into, where we just feel there's so many incredibly talented people in this area, and unfortunately, venues for for live music, and particularly original music, are fading quickly. So we've kind of become the spot for local original music, and we're glad to do it.
And the capacity of the Woodland, what's the max number that you can?
We can it holds about 300 people.
Okay.
So
there's room to grow.
There's plenty of elbow room. Yeah, it's a nice spot, and it's a nice size room. We also we try this with limited success at the Elks, but it works really well at the Woodland. We have the Rent Party Art Gallery.
Oh.
So we have enough room there. We set up the back part of the room, and local artists, painters, photographers can come in and display their works. And it, you know, much like the folks doing original music, it's an opportunity for these artists to get their stuff in front of people they might not normally have the opportunity. So, and we like the idea of just, you know, kind of bringing as many different people into the tent as we can. So,
absolutely. And the thing that is just my admiration, again, I cannot say enough. You don't take a salary for this. This is something that you do for the cause.
Yeah, as I said, we're a 100% volunteer organization. Yeah. It's not just me. There's mm-hmm. there's folks that you know, donate their time, donate their talent. The folks on the CD is, you know, is just really the tip of the iceberg. These are all very talented musicians. Scott Anthony is a pro sound guy. I call him a special sauce. And he donates his time to us.
Wow,
because
awesome.
he loves what we're doing. And so there's just a lot of folks who really have identified and embraced the cause and want to help out. So it's a great story. It's fun to be part of.
Now, if I remember correctly, but correct me if I'm wrong, at one
point, I will.
Oh yeah, well that's true. Knowing you from softball.
Don't make me tell that story.
Oh, don't tell that story. You mean the time that you made me sit my starting pitcher down because I made a bad call?
Darrell's nickname in the softball world was Two Trips because he forgot the rule about making two trips to talk to his pitcher in any given inning. And, well, the rest is history, sports fans.
That's right. My all-star pitcher had to go sit down and then had to
breathe. We tacked out about 14 runs and then was that.
That's right. But at one point, did you have a spaghetti dinner as one of the fundraisers at the lodge?
I may have been involved with that. We never, the Rent Party specifically never did, but when we would do different events at the mm-hmm. Elks that I was part of. But we never did a spaghetti dinner, but that was one of the events they had. In fact, I think that was during Sandy, if
right.
I remember correctly. That was
right.
The Elks became kind of
refuge.
Yeah, it was a refugee camp. But you know, and you bring up the Elks, and the decision to move from the Elks was a little difficult. It was because it was home for 5 years, and a lot of great memories, a lot of great shows.
Right.
But they were also just very supportive and understanding that this is an opportunity for us to kind of take what we're doing to a broader audience. And And you never know. You might see the Rent Party sign up in front of the South Orange Elks one day.
But you still have the garden there, though.
We still have the garden. We have they're an incredible partner. They're very generous with the land they give us there, and really good bunch of guys.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, folks, I'm here with Chris Dixon, who is the co-founder and president of Rent Party Pantry. Chris, your next event is coming up January.
Yeah, again, January 9th. I'd also encourage everybody to circle their calendar for Friday, February 13th. We have the legendary Prince of Coney Island, Garland Jeffries, will be making his first appearance at the Rent Party stage at the Woodland. And so mark your calendars for that. But again, visit our website, rentpartylive.com, and keep aware of what we're doing.
So, Chris, what we're going to do, something different, we're going to close out the program with one of your songs from the Rent Party.
You're going to play the Rent Party song.
The Rent Party song. Now, who wrote the Rent Party
song? It was
song?
Written by my very talented friend, John Freed, and his wife, Dina. They were part of a legendary Hoboken band called the Cucumbers, and they were nice enough to write, you know, they wrote this song, and I had a little input, but it's a wonderful kind of telling of the Rent Party legend. It kind of talks about people who attended the shows over the years, and just kind of gives you a sense of what the shows were like. And and like that. So,
well, Chris, I want to thank you for coming back.
I want to thank you for having me.
Absolutely,
this was great. So,
wonderful.
And see you next time.
See you next time, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to let the Rent Party song carry us out. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU.net and streaming on Seton Hall's radio station. So have a great weekend, and remember, leadership begins with you.
Here come the weekend looking for some fun, but the world's such a mess, you've got to help someone. Some got too much, some got no food. Put it all together and it puts me in the mood for the rent party Friday night. Rent party, doing right. Rent party, feeling good. Best party in the neighborhood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rent party. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rent party.
You got the swales and the pitties and the laughing boys. You got Chris Dixon keeping track of the noise. Dave Wagner smiling at the door. Do the 50-50 and we're giving some more. They got all original and cover bands. We got wayward rockers making one last stand. Watch them groove, watch them play. Like dark and go. $7 picture of the youngling here.